This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Are you driving your car or doing laundry right now? Podcasts go best when they're bundled with another activity. Like Progressive home and auto policies, they're best when they're bundled too. Having these two policies together makes insurance easier and could help you save. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. Quote a home and car bundle today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
WNYC Studios is supported by the Natural Resources Defense Council. Using science, the law, and people power, NRDC is committed to confronting the climate crisis, protecting public health, and safeguarding nature. They address the impact of fossil fuels on communities and our environment. They help protect wildlife, public lands, and irreplaceable ecosystems that all living things depend on. They work to enact policies for clean air, clean water, and access to nature for all. You can help NRDC safeguard the Earth for future generations. Visit nrdc.org/WNYC for more information.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This week in Cleveland, among all the multitude of reporters at the Republican National Convention, the New Yorker deployed its own crew of writers to cover what happened inside and outside the arena. A journalistic dream team, including Evan Osnos and Jill Lepore.
Have you seen a vendor of Trump wigs at any Trump rally?
I've never seen a Trump wig for sale, actually, come to think of it. Which is very suspicious, actually.
We had one of my kids was Trump for Halloween in the fall, and it was a real struggle. We had to use yellow yarn.
What did you go with?
You went with
a bespoke product that you made.
We did a bespoke.
Like the real thing.
That makes it sound.
He's not an off-the-shelf guy, and neither should his wig be.
Evan Osnos has been focusing on politics and domestic issues lately, including an incredible piece about the gun industry and the NRA.
Make sure to leave your gun outside.
Oh, with that I know.
But Evan's also spent a lot of time reporting on and from China, years in fact. And for another look at the Trump phenomenon, he caught up with Zhang Yuan An, a journalist from the Chinese publication Taishin.
So Taishin is it's a combination of maybe Business Week and The New Yorker. Would that be kind of roughly?
Now it's kind of like a combination of Economist and Bloomberg.
I think, am I right in imagining that actually a lot of people in China had never really heard of Trump until recently?
Until the election.
Yeah, this makes me laugh because Trump is always saying, I beat China. I beat China all the time. And I had to actually call some friends and said, you know, what do you know? And everybody's like, Trumpu. I had never heard of him before.
Trumpu.
What is his name in Chinese now, Trump's name? Is it?
Some translation is Trumpu.
Yeah, Trumpu.
Like us is Telangpu.
Oh, okay. Telangpu.
Yeah.
And what are the kinds of things that your readers want to hear, want to learn about the U.S. presidential race?
Well, I think this year you don't really need to try very hard because everybody wants to read the stories, especially it comes to Donald Trump and when he talks about China. So when I'm here, I'm trying to make sense of what he said about China as well. So I was walking around, especially today. I went to the Fifth Street Arcade. There are many stores in there. And there is a very young guy who's selling socks close to the arena. He said he's importing from China because he couldn't find any textile companies, manufacturers, to produce the kind of stuff he wanted at a reasonable price. And he said, okay, you know how much is the cost that I get from China? Do you know how much?
No. How much?
83 cents a pair.
Wait, I should be in the socks business.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Do you know how much is the cost if you get from the United States?
How much?
$11.
Wow. I'm not going to hear Trump talk about that tonight, I don't think. That's really interesting.
Yeah. Now he's selling these socks at $20.16 a pair.
Mm. Oh, $20 and 16 cents?
Yes.
Those are expensive socks.
Yes.
I'm surprised. Yeah. What's with the socks? Why are socks such a thing? I mean, is that a thing now?
Oh, I think it's because just the election season.
Oh, okay.
So they're selling, he's only selling the Trump socks, and
Trump
he's
socks.
A Trump supporter.
Wow.
And I asked them, Donald Trump said he would want to impose a very high tariff on Chinese imported goods, then how would that impact your business? And he said, yes, I support that. And I asked why. And he said, the cost is totally manageable. And he really wanted the manufacturing jobs to come back to the United States. He said he's willing to pay like twice, three times, four times the cost.
What do you think when people hear that in China, what would they think?
I think they will want to come to the United States to sell socks.
Donald Trump has made China a part of this campaign in a way that really it hadn't been in previous presidential campaigns. Do you get the feeling in China that that worries people, or actually that they think this is sort of the normal part of politics?
I think generally in the election year, the U.S.-China relations will not be very good. And many people in China still believe that the United States is trying to contain China.
Right. People basically, even though the United States says, look, we're not trying to contain China, do you think that's still the widespread belief?
Yes. And when the candidates are saying things that very explicitly targeted at China, people are saying, look, that's what they're saying.
In some ways, maybe it feels as if Donald Trump is being more honest than other candidates have been.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting that way because, yeah, I mean, as you know, living in China, I used to ask that question, what do you think the United States wants of China? And mm-hmm. people would often say, I think the United States might never say it, but you want to keep China down.
Mm-hmm.
And actually now Donald Trump is saying exactly that. And
right. And for Chinese people, I think it's a very interesting year is because when I went back to China and I heard people saying, United States is always so proud of its democracy system. And they believe it doesn't matter who the president is, the system will keep him checked. It will be no problem at all.
Stable.
Yes. And now you have Donald Trump. Let's see whether this system really works as you think.
Do you get the feeling that among perhaps some people in China who have had positive feelings about democracy in the past, that this election is making them reconsider?
No, I think it made them worried. Because, people are looking at United States, the chaos here. They are looking at the referendum in the UK. And they are saying, okay, the democratic countries are doing these things, and they're calling each other stupid. So how can we convince our people that democracy is better?
Evan Osno speaking with Zhuang Yuanan from the publication Taishin at the Republican Convention in Cleveland.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.